Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wlander for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Nettles moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Nettles moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Wlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Carew reaches second base with a double. There goes Elander trying to get to home. Gosger throws the ball into Euler, who relays the ball to McNaghtney, who tags Elander, who came all the way from first, for the out. Carew moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Diego Seghi now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from McNaghtney and he is out, Harper applying the tag. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nettles. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Jerry McNaghtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaghtney takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gosger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nettles. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Rollins moves to third. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNairtney for the out. Rollins scores. Gosger moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro pinch hits for Diego Seguí. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Edgerton now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards right. Hegan fields it and throws to second to catch Oliva for the out. Carew moves to third. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Harper moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gosger strikes out. 1 out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. There goes McNairtney trying to get to third. Belander throws the ball in to Killebrew, who tags McNairtney for the out. Euler moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 3, Pilots, 3. Wayne Comer pinch hits for Bill Edgerton. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Morris now pitching. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Gratzenda fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Harper steals third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Jack Aker now pitching. George Mitterwald pinch hits for John Roseboro. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Joe Gratzenda. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. George Mitterwald now catching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Gosger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Pilots. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Vidal pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vidal moves to third. John Kennedy pinch runs for Ray Euler. Charlie Walters now pitching. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker is hit by the pitch. Kennedy moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Steve Whitaker now playing left field. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitaker. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's Twins, 4, Pilots, 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Oliva moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-4 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitaker. Reese reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas is walked intentionally. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Cardenas moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-4 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Haney moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Seattle Pilots, 4. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.